This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
And joining us live in studio, they're the relationship experts. Hopefully they will make us non-single. Hopefully they'll give us a few massage tips to steam things up and to make our sex chakras a bit more magnetic. Please welcome Emma and Dennis Burkus. Hello, guys.
Good morning.
I've got to say, guys, now Adam and I are both single. We've put our heads into the sand and we've both kind of come to the conclusion that romance is dead. Is romance dead, Emma?
I think it's kind of waning a little bit, yeah. Like, everyone's a little too cynical for romance these days, right? You know, someone sends you a bunch of roses and you're like, it's a bit schmaltzy, I don't know, about the roses and the candles and all that sort of stuff. So we're trying to bring back a little bit of romance into the world.
See, this is where I get stuck. See, I actually, believe it or not, I actually choke when I ask girls. I don't know what to do. Sometimes I stay in silence for a whole year. And wow. And then when I eventually tell them, oh, I have a girlfriend, of course you do, it's been a year. But if romance is dead, how do you guys plan to kind of bring back the romance?
I think we need to modernise romance a little bit these days. And, you know, everyone thinks about the roses and all those sorts of things. But I think people just need to be a little bit more thoughtful. And romance doesn't always have to be big grand gestures. Really, it's just about knowing your partner and doing nice things for them. Or single people, you know, seducing them maybe with a little bit of, you know, just thoughtfulness. Really, plan dates out. Massage is a great way, which we're campaigning massage at the moment. Massage for romance.
Massage for romance.
Massage for romance.
I like that.
Is that like the guy that stands in the middle of Pitt Street in Sydney with the sign saying free hugs? Do you guys walk around Melbourne saying
free massages?
That is great. The amount of offers you would get for that.
Well,
I'm signing up.
In this day and age, people say, don't touch me.
So how can we build intimacy in our love and romantic relationships?
So intimacy is one of those things that isn't just automatic in a relationship. You've got to keep working at it. And so we've been working at this for a long time and we have our $30 date night site, which is all about spending time together. But really what we're doing at the moment is looking at teaching couples how to massage each other. And we've been doing that for 7 years now. And now we're going to take it bigger. We want everyone around the world to be able to massage each other because that's great for trust and intimacy. So, you know, touching each other in a gentle way and all that sort of stuff is really nice for couples to do and just take some time out and massage each other, give each other a lovely
explore
back rub.
Explore each other's body.
Ooh. Oh. I'm getting a little bit hot and sweaty just thinking about that.
Bit
it's kind of like what they teach in dance. In ballroom dance, they teach you how to touch each other and to respect each other and move around that way. So it's kind of the dance of the bedroom, would you say? But this day and age, do you think couples like to massage each other?
Who doesn't like massage?
That's true.
I mean, well, if your partner doesn't like massage, I'd be like driving straight home, kicking all their clothes out and saying, I'm finding someone else. Oh, definitely.
And do you think couples make mistakes when they're giving each other massages? Because it just makes me think of that episode of Friends where Monica tries to massage Chandler and the only thing he can say is, you give the best worst massage.
Don't judge me.
So what are some of the mistakes couples make?
Well, there's a common mistake, but there's the most atrocious mistake that I've ever heard is that I've heard of people warming up their oil in a microwave.
Why is that bad? Is it too much?
It's a trip to the hospital waiting to happen.
I'm normally heat up my oil in a frying pan. Is that not good?
Splash that on.
I hate the pinchy massages. You know there's people that kind of do the whole pinchy sort of on the shoulder.
Is irritating.
The most common mistake is, I mean, couples are so eager to get in and please, is that they rush their massage. And it's like a spin cycle, a washing machine. It's just slow down. No matter what you're doing, just slow it down and explore your partner's body. You don't have to jump in straight away and go in hard and deep.
Hard and deep.
Hard and deep, Ginny.
Well, Jesus, it's really getting warm in here. We're going to have to continue this conversation in a few short minutes.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
We're joined in the studio by Emma and Dennis, the menace, as you call him, Merkers, relationship experts, massage experts, just generally lie some bubbly people at 8 o'clock in the morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we cut you off before, we were talking about massages. Now, Dennis, are you a trained masseur?
I am.
Now, what are some of the tips, the best tips you can give for a great massage?
This is a really good one. So my top tip for anyone that's massaging at home, is contour your hands. So keep your fingertips down, your palms down, explore the lines of your partner's body. Like, mold your hand to your partner's body.
I think you need to show Ginny what you mean.
Really?
This video is going to be up on our Facebook page, facebook.com.
I need some oil on this.
Okay. So this video is going to be up on facebook.com/riseuponjoy. Whoa, my hand is feeling all funny. And very good. So make sure you check that out.
Very good.
So, guys, you're doing a bit of a campaign.
We are. We are crowdfunding for our new massage videos. So we've been running these seminars in Melbourne for about 7 years now, and we want to put them onto video to take them worldwide. So we're crowdfunding it so that people everywhere will be able to learn how to massage just as good as this guy here hand right now.
That my hand has never felt so good.
He's contouring very, very well.
So
you're actually exploring. Okay, let's give you a commentary of what's happening here, folks. He's actually exploring each and every finger of mine, and he's caressing them ever so gently. That's the best way I can describe it.
Do you want to know my secret on how to get more massages in your relationship?
How?
You need to become your partner's biggest fan. So, Ginny, you have to try something like,
She wants you to tell him how good it feels.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, baby, baby, don't stop.
We're jumping a step ahead. I've got to get the girlfriend first, and then I'll go. Don't you worry.
Target market.
Oh, but Dennis, I've got to say, well done. Thank you very much for that. Oh, my hands all oiled up. So, what's this possible campaign? Tell me more about it. You're trying to raise money.
Yes, we are going to LA in February next year. We're going to film 2-hour massage seminars onto video. But what we need to do is raise the funds to get that production off the ground. So we've gone to Pozible, which is Pozible.com/ I love back rubs.
Because we all do.
Absolutely. And we're raising the money for the production. So to reward people, if they can donate so that we can raise money for the production, we will be selling like pre-sales of the video. So you can buy that. You can come to one of our live seminars, which we do here in Melbourne. All of those rewards are listed up there on the campaign page. And we'd love for people just to share it or get on board and get on board with the campaign.
Now, this weekend is the Mind, Body and Spirit Festival. Will you guys be there?
No, we're actually running a workshop this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've got our own 2-hour massage course going on Sunday morning.
Oh, so gay-friendly, it's fantastic.
We'll have to invite it. We'll have to tell everyone and put it on. We'll put it on our Facebook page and on our Rise Up page too.
That would be amazing.
If we can get as many people down there.
Love it.
Sure, everyone loves massages.
Mm. Food, yeah.
And it's true. Like, the fact that you guys are allowing this to be accessible to those from your own living room, that's a great thing too. Because with social media going on and, you know, for people to be able to watch their video.
Completely. And once you've got it forever, and they'll be beautifully shot. And we just think every relationship deserves a little bit of massage in it. So.
Absolutely. Mm. My hand is sold.
He's gonna have
but
to do
the other one's
one
jealous, right?
The other one's like, yo, where's my turn?
I hate you.
12 minutes to 9 on Joy 94.9. Thank you guys for so much for coming in for this morning.
Thank you so much.
That was a really dyslexic way of saying thank you. The body went one way. I haven't had that much coffee yet.
If you want to check out more on Emma and Dennis Merkus, check them out at makeyourpartnermelt.com.au. This is Joy 94.9. Rise up with Ginny and Adam.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.